Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're talking a little bit about this story from the Denver Post where Paul DePodesta sat down. He answered, you know, questions about spending a decade with the Browns, and then he also talked about the Deshaun Watson decision. And, you know, Jeff and I were sitting here talking about, you know, the implications and the ripple effect of when he came in to where we are now to through Watson and, you know, kind of where things are going.
You know what I like most about that whole thing?
What? Stability?
He spoke.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, it was hearing from Paul DePodesta when he was here didn't happen very often.
True.
And it was the Austin Powers of the NFL. International Man of Mystery.
Ah.
Well, he's there. Boom. Q&A in the Denver Post. Hey, everybody, I'm running your team. Here's what I'm thinking. Wait a minute.
You know,
it almost seems like, okay, I'm not supposed to be front and center in Cleveland.
And maybe he knew the job when he took it, that he didn't want to be front and center, because every time you speak,
he was the behind-the-scenes guy pulling some strings.
He was the wizard, right? Yeah. He was the wizard. Slater is in Miami, Florida. Hey, Slater, how are you?
Didn't the wizard end up being a joke at the end of that movie?
You know, it is interesting that you would bring that up.
I think it was a dream, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know.
Yeah,
I
to see the wizard.
All I remember, I was black and white. Next thing you know, it's color. Next thing you know, I'm watching, like, Wicked. I don't get it. All right, what do you got, Slater?
Pretty sure it was all smoke and mirrors. I think with that entire situation, I mean, they ran the numbers and they didn't get good at anything. Like, name one thing the Browns have been good at the last 9 years that DePodesta was there. And you can't say Myles Garrett.
Making money.
Yeah, like I had heard, and I said this last week, that whether DePodesta stayed or go, that the organization was kind of looking at analytics with analytics and saying maybe analytics isn't working. I know that sounds convoluted, but you know that I just think there is a part of analytics that you just don't get when it comes to talent. Like, I don't know how you measure certain abilities and talent that players have that there's no stat for it. And like, when you look at it that way, you have to have somebody that understands raw talent, understands how to make talent better, and has nothing to do with analytics. And that's how good teams win.
In every sport, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
you still have to coach. You still have to coach guys, and you have to make guys better.
That's true. Even with hitting in baseball, right, yeah. Jeff? I mean, it's predictability, and you're trying to figure out.
You can run the numbers all day long, but you're allowed to try and help guys get better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what coaching's all about.
Sure.
That's why we have a two-time manager of the year in town.
Yeah, oh, we'll talk about that. Go ahead, Slater.
And I think this the analytics works when there's thousands of data points. I don't think, like, baseball, analytics works for baseball, analytics works for golf. I just don't think it works for football because there's not – I mean, there's a ton of things to analyze, but as far as – I mean, there's thousands of at-bats every year, right? There's not thousands of rushing attempts. I mean, there's – I haven't crunched these numbers, but there's not thousands of – passing attempts or receptions, you know, by single people. So I don't know.
Slater, I think you're right. I mean,
it was a 9-year experiment that just did not go well, and now we're back to where we were in 2011.
Right, Slater, you're saying, I mean, you got two variables in baseball: pitcher, batter. In every football play, you've got at least 22 variables, not to mention what referees could say about the play. That's where I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I mean, as a golf perspective, there's thousands of data points that get analyzed, and I can hit certain shots and be safe every single time. But
as long as
football,
you hit it where you want to hit it,
yeah,
there's another variable.
Even if it doesn't go where you want to hit it, there's still ways to play the game and still be good at it, even if it doesn't go where you want it to go. But
you've not watched my golf game, have you, Slater?
Neither one. Slater, have a good day, man. Enjoy the good weather, because it's not real good up here. I hope the weather's good in Miami. Thanks, man.
Fantastic right now.
All right, appreciate you.
Great news.
All right, Dan, I'm sure your toes were curling on that analytics conversation we just had.
I mean, if you think for half a second that every team in the league isn't using any kind of advanced analytics and scouting, play calling, or anything else, then you don't know what's going on in the NFL. I mean, every single team is doing
I'm not saying not using
they
it.
They have to, because they'll be behind if they don't.
Exactly.
And by the way, the Browns are the grandfather of this. Paul Brown was the originator of analytics. Whether you want to believe it or not, at least I'll give him credit for it. He did things that other teams weren't doing. And analytics is more than just numbers. It's diet. It's exercise. It's all that stuff. But
it's more than going for it on fourth down.
Correct. It's more that I agree with you.
You should go for it on fourth down?
Actually, yes. Way more often than most teams do.
And does it matter where you are in the field?
It does,
As the high school coach from Arkansas, he'll tell you no.
But yeah, a lot of analytics will tell you, man, the numbers, the back everything up. You should go for it a lot more on fourth down than people think.
Yeah.
Hey, is this good news? I got a little good news for you here, right? Despite what happened to the Browns, I'm looking at the NFL power rankings, and the Browns did not move in ESPN's power rankings. Congratulations.
You're assuming that they should move down?
Well, they were 29th. And they stayed 29th. And the Jets are still behind them. I don't know how that happened, but I'll take it. The Jets are 30th, but they did move up from 31.
Nice to be consistent.
And how about those Raiders? Can we hear it for the Raiders? Thank you, guys. Also 2-7. They went from 28.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
8th to 31st.
You know what they need, don't you?
I don't know. What?
Kenny Pickett.
Oh, that'll change everything. That'll change the entire season.
I wonder, because I've been watching the Raiders and thinking, okay, Pete Carroll's coming in and trying to change things, and there's Geno, his guy. And I wonder, because Geno's not playing real well, but Geno doesn't have a whole lot around him. He has a really nice young running back. He has a great tight end. They don't have Jacoby Myers anymore. They traded him. Their line's been terrible. But is it Geno? Is it Kenny Pickett? Is Pete going to stick with Geno? I hope he plays Kenny Pickett, because I want to see it.
You want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
You want to see him have great success. You want to see him.
I just want to see him. I want to see what he can do. And you know one reason I do, Andy?
I don't know. Tell me, Jeff.
He's a free agent at the end of the year.
Oh, you're bringing him back.
Hey, they liked him enough to make him the first quarterback they brought in. And then for whatever reason, disliked him or his situation enough to make him the first quarterback to get rid of.
Pre-practice injury report is out, gentlemen. Alex Wright dealing with a quad injury, the only player not expected to practice today.
Nice. So
Alex Wright dealing with a quad injury, the only player not expected to practice today.
That's a good thing.
Well, it's interesting you look at it that way, though, because we're talking about a team that is healthy, right? This team is healthy, with the exception of Deshaun Watson.
As healthy as a football team can be in week 11.
But we're just talking about one guy missing?
Yeah, that's really good.
I think that makes it even more disappointing that they're 2-7.
Well, I mean, you've got some guys on IR on top of that. Like, DeJuan Jones is on IR. He's done for the year.
Okay.
Like, there's some guys that are there.
You've got to expect a couple, right?
Well, of course. It's football. It's, you know.
Joe is in Cleveland. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up, man?
Hi, Joe.
Good. I know that people love using analytics for sometimes, but I think analytics can be overrated a little bit because I believe in getting points, and points can easily add up, especially in a game to where if you're not scoring that much on offense, you can always just kick a couple of field goals and figure out a way how to score on offense or on defense.
I'm a little lost on what you're saying. You're saying that field goals can get you back in the game? Help me.
Yes.
All right.
You know, one thing I have a problem with, Joe, is when teams give, when teams don't take points that are available. If you're in the first quarter, second quarter, and something happened in the game and the chart tells you you're supposed to go for two, I at that point of the game, just kick the extra point and put a point on the board. That's what I've always thought.
That's what I'm trying to say. Or, for like, I give an example. Say, for example, if you're down 14-0, you kick one field goal, 14-3. You kick another field goal, 14-6. Momentum can easily build up no matter what. And then you never know. Sometimes you may score that good touchdown. You may want to go for one. Sometimes you may want to go for a two-point conversion. But at least you got something to build upon.
All right, fair enough, Joe. Thank you.
You know, one of the silliest things.
Too much math for my brain today.
One of the silliest things I think a coach does, if it's like a 15-point game, and we've seen this before, team will go down and score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And instead of kicking the extra point to make it an 8-point game,
get the 2-point conversion later.
They go for the 2-point conversion, don't get it, and then all of a sudden it's a 2-possession game still.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I've never understood that.
I'll be honest.
Wouldn't you want to build the momentum, get the extra point, Andy?
Yeah, I was.
Because if you can stuff it in the end zone again, you have the momentum. Boom, go for two, and there you go.
Yeah, I also don't know why teams that, you know, are down 10. Like, I was glad they kicked the field goal last week and then left the touchdown on the table.
Yeah.
And so, like, that play I always think is a smart play. The other part of it is, too, that if you're concerned about time or you need to come back, I mean, no one does it because I'm sure analytics doesn't tell you to, but say you get into field goal range, say you're down 10 and you get into field goal range with 2 minutes, just get into field goal range, even if it's first down. I don't know. There are times when I wonder if you still need the points, take the three then, try to get the ball back and then get the seven. I know it's harder to get the seven, but I do think there are times when that could come into play. Just, you know,
which I think a lot of teams do that.
Oh, no one does that. Kicks early, kicks on second down, kicks on third down.
Oh, you need to save the clock.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to save, but teams don't do that.
Because they're going to try and get the touchdown.
Yeah, no, I get it. But I also think that if you're struggling.
They take the three on fourth down.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's interesting. Kevin Stefanski is talking here in about a minute or two. So I'm just curious, what do you think Kevin's saying today? Where are we?
I don't know.
He said what he said about Deshaun the other day, right, about the 21-day window.
Yeah, real good test coming up here against the Baltimore Ravens. They're coming to our building, a good AFC North football game. We're going to need our fans to get in here early so that they're able to be loud.
That's what he's going to say, Andy.
That's where he's going? There's going to be a lot of Ravens fans here this week. It happens all the time. I can't stand it. When we're not good, other teams fill the house.
I must tell you. I feel bad for Kevin at these press conferences. It's not his nature to throw anybody under the bus. It's not his nature to be overly critical of the team. And that's why he puts himself in the situation where he's just not going to give you a whole lot. And he's not going to tell you how he really feels. And I understand that. but I feel sorry for him because of it.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.